Hello and welcome to Peck Report. Well, a prominent physicist has actually said that atheism is inconsistent with the scientific method. And this physicist is not a Christian, he's an agnostic. Is science starting to catch up with what we have known all along? Lord, I hope so, and I know you hope so too. So we have got to talk about this. It's a fascinating story, and it was actually front and center on Yahoo News, so it's not just some blog somewhere. This surprisingly has made it mainstream. So we're going to talk about all that and more because, man, what an exciting time we live in. Could we actually see a time where science finally catches up and realizes, you know what? Yeah, there is scientific evidence that there is a God. I mean, now, of course, science in just a purely literal sense, it's restricted to the natural world. I mean, it can only really tell you about the natural world. But Scripture does tell us that you can... You can know that there's a God from the creation. You can logic. We've talked about this on Peck Report before. You can use logic and creation or logic and reason with the knowledge of the creation around you, just the world around you. You can logic and reason your way to there being a God with the same attributes that's described in the Bible. It's fascinating stuff. I'm actually including that in a book I'm working on for this year, hopefully this year. And it's a fascinating premise. I mean, but it's nice to see that science is finally starting to catch up a little bit. So we're going to talk about all that and more. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, well, first make sure you subscribe and click on the bell on this channel for notifications. But while you're doing that, go and check out the links in the description below because I have got to tell you about my friends at CBD Pure and CBD Pets. If you use CBD oil, this is absolutely hands down the best you can get. Your search is over. Your search is over. No more do you have to try to find a vendor. You don't know the quality, what the quality is going to be like. You don't know if it's going to work for you or not. You risk spending money on something that might not even work. No more. They have a money-back guarantee. They are the most pure, organic, non-GMO, pesticide-free, all of that stuff, CBD oil on the market today. And they even go through the trouble of going through a third-party independent testing facility to test every batch that they make. And they put the results right on their website, so you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take their word for it. You can check it out on their website and do the research yourself. You can also check out the testimonials of people who have used this for themselves or their pets. And have gained, they claim that they gained some relief from it. They gained relief from chronic pain or anxiety or any of that kind of stuff. It is wonderful. And again, no risk because you get a money back guarantee. I should tell you also, you get that same money back guarantee from Coastline Kratom, highest quality Kratom. If you're a chronic pain sufferer like me, then you know how vital Kratom can actually be. You can actually get your life back. It's the highest quality. They also have a money-back guarantee. Now, with Coastline Kratom, you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account, but it's really easy. You can do it on their website. It only takes a minute, and it's really just because of the political climate around things like CBD oil and Kratom and things that people have claimed that it helps with their chronic pain or anxiety or restlessness or a number of other things. So because of that, not a lot of credit card companies and want to deal with it. So you got to set up a Zelle Pay account, but it's okay. It only takes a minute and it's totally worth it. So make sure you do that. Click on the link in the description below or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the banners in the sidebar. All right, so let's jump into this because I love these kinds of stories. I mean, I'm big into science. I love science, as many of you already know if you've been following me for any length of time. I host a show for Skywatch TV called Into the Multiverse and have for, I think, like 3 years now. I've had to take a brief hiatus because of everything that's going on with my son. He was diagnosed with leukemia, so we're in Memphis at St. Jude's for treatment for him. But when I come back home, I'm going to be starting back up into the multiverse. So we'll get back into it. But I've always loved science, and I've always known that there's a connection between science and the natural world and the spiritual world. You know, there is a separation, but there's still a connection as well. So when this stuff comes up, when even an agnostic physicist can admit that science does not kill God, his words, not mine, then that is something for us to celebrate. And it tells us that at least for this one physicist, he's searching. So pray for him. His name is Marcelo Gleiser. Now, the annual Templeton Prize, which recognizes outstanding contributions to affirming life's spiritual dimension, was awarded Tuesday to a Brazilian Marcelo Gleiser, a theoretical physicist dedicated to demonstrating science and religion are not enemies. Now, I have to jump in here. Typically, when physicists do this, they go down more a New Age route. I wrote about that extensively in a book I co-authored with Stephen Bancars called Second Coming of the New Age. And we've done dozens of videos on that, so you can check that out. But a lot of physicists will go the more New Age approach towards spirituality. So it at least they're open to there being some kind of spiritual reality, but a lot of them fall into the New Age stuff. So that's why we Christians we need to help pull them out of that through logic, reason, prayer, all apologetics, all that kind of stuff. A physics and astronomy professor whose specializations include cosmology, 60-year-old Gleiser was born in Rio de Janeiro and has been in the United States since 1986. An agnostic, he does not believe in God, but refuses to write off the possibility of God's existence completely. So Gleiser told AFP Monday from Dartmouth College, the New Hampshire University, where he's taught since 1991, he said, quote, "Atheism is inconsistent with the scientific method. Atheism is a belief in non-belief. So you categorically deny something you have no evidence against. I'll keep an open mind because I understand that human knowledge is limited." End quote. So really interesting words. The prize is funded by the John Templeton Foundation, philanthropic organization named after the American Presbyterian who made his fortune on Wall Street and who set on, quote, "seeking proofs of divine agency in every branch of science," end quote, as The Economist put it. So Gleiser joins Desmond Tutu, the Dalai Lama, and dissident Soviet author Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Solzhenitsyn. I always have trouble saying that name. It's a very popular name, and I have the worst time saying it. But anyway, as he joined them as the recipients of this prize, first awarded in 1973. It works out to be about $1.5 million. This prize money well surpasses that of the Nobel Prize. So the physicist focuses on at making complex subjects accessible. He's written on climate change, Einstein, hurricanes, black holes, the human conscience, tracing the links between the sciences and humanities, including philosophy. He's an author of 5 English language books and hundreds of blog and press articles in the U.S. and Brazil. He has also explored in depth how science and religion both try to respond to questions on the origins of life and the universe. So he says, quote, "The first thing you see in the Bible is the story of creation. Whatever your religion, everybody wants to know how the world came to be," end quote. It's very true. It's a very human pursuit. Now, this fundamental curiosity unites science and religion, though each provides very different answers. So science has a methodology where hypotheses are eliminated. So Gleiser points out, quote, "Science can give answers to certain questions up to a point. This has been known for a very long time in philosophy. It's called the problem of the first cause. We get stuck. We should have the humility to accept that there's mystery around us," end quote. So what does he think of people who believe that the earth was created in 7 days? You know, many of us believe that. Some don't. Some hold to an old earth view. Some hold to a young earth view. There's actually a lot of different areas of thought within Christianity about this. So that's not an exclusive belief among all Christians. But he says, quote, "They position science as the enemy because they have a very antiquated way of thinking about science and religion in which all scientists try to kill God." But then he continues, "Science does not kill God," end quote. So on the other hand, he accuses the new atheists of doing a disservice to science by making an enemy out of religion, notably British scientist Richard Dawkins, who called for the arrest of Pope Benedict the 16th over pedophilia in the Catholic Church, and the late journalist Christopher Hitchens, who criticized Mother Teresa. But for Gleiser, who grew up in Rio's Jewish community, religion is not just about believing in God. It provides a sense of identity and community. So he said, quote, "At least half of the world population is that way. It's extremely arrogant from scientists to come down from the ivory towers and make these declarations without understanding the social importance of belief systems. When you hear very famous scientists making pronouncements like cosmology has explained the origin of the universe and the whole, and we don't need God anymore, that is complete nonsense, because we have not explained the origin of the universe at all," end quote. So it's really refreshing to see any time that a scientist is willing to be honest like that and at least keep an open mind about it. I listened to physicists like Lawrence Krauss, who consistently says religion has nothing to offer the world. I mean, it's just such an extreme opinion. I mean, even if you're an atheist, it's such a ridiculously extreme opinion that can be proven false really easily. I mean, just the foundation of Western culture is built on Judeo-Christian values. So to say that religion offers nothing is absolutely, it's just asinine. It's a baseless thing to say. And it shows how very smart people can also be very ignorant and ridiculous and small and petty. So anytime that there's a scientist who's not a Christian yet is open to it and says things like this, I pay attention because I think that that's good. And the fact that it was, you know, front and center on Yahoo News, that's a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal. So I'm hoping for more articles like this. I'm hoping that this article just gets a whole ton of views and it shows Yahoo, like, hey, if we actually put out some kind of pro-Christian stuff in here, at least stuff that's not bashing Christianity, it responds well. We get more views. And then you know, that kind of stuff can change the culture more and more. But what's really going to do it is it's me and you. It's us. It's us Christians. That's what's really going to do it. We need to be out there witnessing to people. We need to be learning apologetics, understanding our arguments, understanding how we can show somebody logically through reason who might be an atheist or a materialist or somebody like that. We need to be able to know how to guide them through the logic and reason necessary to lead them to the outcome that God is real. That the overwhelming percentages, even if you're just looking at chance, that the overwhelming percentages is in favor of there being a God. So we need to know how to do that. So that's what we do on this channel in many ways, and we're going to be providing even more resources for you guys. We're bringing on more hosts. We are bringing on new shows. I am thinking like CRTV or The Daily Wire, but for fringe Christianity, for Christians. That's what I'm thinking. So that's what we're doing. I already got people signed up. It's going to be great. We're rolling this out very quickly. So all that to say, if you want the full videos of this stuff and all the stuff that we're going to be bringing out, because unfortunately there are just things that YouTube will not allow me to post because they will delete them. They'll give me community guideline strikes. And if you get three of those, they delete your channel. Or there's always the possibility I could wake up one day and not have a YouTube channel anymore. That's what happened to Tim Alberino. That's why he's not on YouTube, unless somebody is interviewing him. But there's always that possibility, and it's because of censorship. So that's why we started doing this membership thing. I have to be able to control my own content. Very expensive to do. So for as little as $10 a month or $100 a year, you can become a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com. You can find that link in the description below. You get full access. And actually now you'll be getting early access to Peck Reports. You will get Peck Reports before anybody else can get them. You'll get them early. You get early access to Peck Reports. You'll get exclusive Peck Reports that you can't find anywhere else. You will get the archived recordings of Peck Underground Church that you can't get into the full videos of those that you can't get anywhere else instead of not being able to find it, or instead of just an audio only version or something like that. So if you're listening to the audio only version of this, just know that everything we do is video-based. There are videos attached. I don't do just audio-only content. I don't do just audio-only podcasts. All of that stuff, all of the audio-only stuff, it's audio taken from a video. So if you want the full video, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, become a member today, and don't let that PayPal thing freak you out, because it says on the checkout screen, it says PayPal. You do not have to have a PayPal account in order to take advantage of this. You can use your credit card. Any credit card you have should work out fine. So you don't have to have a PayPal account. It will take you to a PayPal thing, but it'll let you use your card. So make sure you do that today, and be praying for us, because we're doing a lot of risky stuff that can fail very easily. But I'm just trusting in the Lord that He has provided the way, and that this is the way. And if all goes to plan, we're going to have some extremely exciting things for you coming up. We're also looking into online conferences for the other show hosts that are going to be on this channel and on the website. We're gonna majorly revamp the whole website, and it's going to be called something else than Josh Peck Disclosure, because it's not me anymore. It's not only me anymore. We're going to have other people too. So we're looking at some different names and domains and everything, but it's going to be great. It still will be the same website. If you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, it'll redirect you if we change the name of the website, so don't worry about that. But yeah, go ahead, become a member today, $10 a month, $100 a year, and you also get to take part in the message board, where you can leave questions for me that I can address on Peck Report, or you can leave questions for the other hosts once we start that, and we're going to be doing that soon. We've done whole Peck Reports before on membership or on members only message board questions. So if you want the chance to ask a question through that, then become a member. Okay, everybody. Well, this has been a lot of fun and very exciting stuff. So until next time, love you all. Take care and God bless.